This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. It's hard to believe, but the unemployment rate for Oshkosh and Winnebago County has dropped all the way back to 2%, only 2%. At the same time, 1,600 more people are working in Oshkosh today as compared to October of last year. During the pandemic, the jobless rate hit a high of 14%, the 2% rate among the lowest in the country right now. Meanwhile, companies continue to have trouble finding employees. Here's a new idea. A Green Bay company is offering free rides to work. JBS Meats will pick up workers in Oshkosh, bring them to the plant, and then bring them back home again. Page 2, congratulations to Sid Supley. She's been named the 2021 Youth in Philanthropy Award winner for Wisconsin. Sid not only donated her money, she helped raise money and then worked with the city of Oshkosh to build a new softball field in Rainbow Park. Sid currently plays softball at Northwestern University. It looks like the Oshkosh teachers will be getting a couple of days off in February. The school board heard about the proposal last night that gives school staff 2 days off to ease the pressures of COVID-19. A final vote is planned for December 15th. These 2 days were originally snow days in the school calendar. You'll have to continue to mask up when you go to City Hall or other city buildings. The mask mandate continues through the end of this year, and now the schools have decided to extend their mask mandate until January the 7th at least. Deputy Mayor Matt Mugerauer tells me he's running for another term on the Oshkosh City Council. Yesterday was the first day the candidates could start circulating their nomination papers. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce annual report is now available online. You can check that out at the Chamber website. And one of my favorites is back again, the 23rd annual Oshkosh Fire Department Toy and Food Drive. Got underway this week. More stops are planned over the next couple of weeks, but you can also drop by any fire station with a donation for kids and families. Last year, over 700 families and about 2,000 kids were helped out by the program. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We'll be back on Tuesday with more Newsworthy here on the Chamber website.